Butwinski talked to KBCW after the council resolved one of the most emotional issues they've faced recently. Last week, they decided to abandon the idea of moving the Rocky Mountain Power substation within the Bonanza neighborhood. Butwinski said it was a very complex issue.
We had to get the developer to a point where he was comfortable with the finances. We had to put together the partners in the CDA. We had certainly a lot of public input about relocating it versus not relocating it. And then Rocky Mountain Power was a player, too, because they had to come on board with, okay, we're okay with moving it. We want to leave it where it is. This is the time frame. So I was telling people for the past month, and there's a lot of moving parts in that deal. And it basically, the decision was made based upon the fact we couldn't put all those parts of the deal together.
He said his role is to listen to the public, but it isn't always the only factor in making a decision. Butwinski first ran for city council after retiring from 25 years in business, moving to Park City, and developing some small office projects in Sun Peak. We asked him what label he would have on the council, and he said he's the financial person.
And only from the perspective, not that I dig into the books like an accountant, but I also ran on fiscal responsibility. We have carried on the history of Park City over 20-plus years of another 4 years of a balanced budget with no tax increase. And I think that's what's important to people. And, you know, keeping your eye on the financial ball is important.
He said all the council candidates have the same priorities: open space, keeping Park City's character, and maintaining it as a world-class destination. What he's got, he said, is experience and the accomplishments of himself and the council in the past 4 years.
When I first came on, the MIDA project, which was going to put a significant amount of development out at Queens Junction, we wrapped that up very successfully. We are currently working on putting together a regional water system, which will solve or at least provide for our water needs for the next 20, 25 years. And that's pretty exciting. And I've been very involved with the state. I'm on two governor-appointed commissions down at this Utah legislature. That has helped to rehabilitate Park City's reputation in the state. You know, it wasn't always quite the best. There's a bunch of people who were in Utah, but not of Utah. And I think we've done a lot to improve that.
Water is always a major topic, and rates recently went up 20%. Butwinski said their water is very expensive because it has to be treated or come from a distance. On another water issue, the possible Round Valley Reservoir, Butwinski said that's an emotional issue, but it's only one of their options.
At this point, it's likely not the preferred option. And there's so many moving parts to that as well. You know, there are conservation easements that have to be dealt with. There has to be some real engineering thought given to the idea. Will it even hold water if we put a reservoir there? And then there is the basic land use ideas, which are, if we have to do a lake in Round Valley, will people be able to use it for recreational purposes? And I think that would have to be a critical criteria. And again, people need to keep in mind, this is like a 10-year horizon that this is even possible. So I don't think I have enough facts to weigh in on one side or the other, and I hope future councils will get those facts and they'll be able to make a decision.
Finally, he said the Treasure Hill project was an issue when he ran for office in 2009, and it still is, and his opinion is still the same.
Something is going to be built in Creole Gulch, which is Treasure Hill, and we just need to work as hard as we can to get the best possible outcome there. You know, the one that's been talked about is never going to happen, the huge a million square feet or whatever has been bandied about. But I will say this, which is, you know, 4 years ago, we were all optimistic, yeah, we'll get this wrapped up. But I can honestly say this time we are very close to be able to put the parts of the deal together and get everybody to agree what's important to them. All the parties that need to be involved are now talking together, pretty much moving in the same direction of this works for me, that works for you, you know, I can live with this. So I think one of Dana's goals is to be able to put that to bed before his term ends, and we're working as hard as we can to make that happen.
Incumbent Park City Council member Alex Butwinski. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.